Vistara waited until they were out of sight, then caught her master's eye and tipped her head in the opposite direction. When Lady Rhea nodded, Vistara started to walk and began to force whisper, directing her words to her master's ears alone.
You do know that Abeloth is setting another trap for us, right?
I wouldn't say a trap, exactly,
Lady Rhea replied. Though her words were barely a whisper, they nevertheless resounded clearly in Vistara's head.
Abeloth is just recruiting Chol to be her spy, to be certain I don't revert to our original orders and content myself with only capturing ship. She wants to arrive at Kesh with an impressive gift, Skywalker slaves.
Vistara shook her head vehemently.
We're not going to Kesh, she said. At least Abeloth isn't. Haven't you noticed? She's done everything in her power to keep us trapped here.
Because she hadn't lured the Skywalkers into position yet,
Lady Rhea insisted.
Now that she has a proper gift.
Vistara spun on her master, drawing her parang with one hand and swinging her other arm up so fast that Lady Rhea was still speaking when Vistara's open palm reddened her cheek.
No!
Vistara spat.
Think. How many shuttles have we lost?
Lady Rhea's green eyes flamed with rage.
That's something no apprentice lives to do twice.
Lady Rhea's hand dropped toward her lightsaber, but Vistara was prepared and had her parang pressed to Lady Rhea's wrist the instant her fingers touched her lightsaber.
Give me 2 minutes before you do that, she said. Please, Master, just answer 3 questions. Then you can kill me however you like. How many shuttles have we lost?
Very well.
Lady Rhea opened her fingers, but left her hand hanging next to her lightsaber.
All of them.
And how many crew members are still aboard the Crusader?
Lady Rhea's eyes grew cold, and when they were cold, they were calculating.
None.
Last question.
Vistara pulled her parang away from Lady Rhea's wrist.
If you were in your right mind, would you ever make such foolish mistakes?
The flames returned to Lady Rhea's eyes, but along with her fury, Vistara also saw a flicker of recognition. Slowly, Vistara stepped back and sheathed her parang, then knelt before her master and dropped her head. When her head was still on her shoulders several seconds later, Vistara was not terribly surprised. Her master was many things, but wasteful was not one of them. Still, Vistara remained kneeling, playing the penitent apprentice, until Lady Rhea herself decided the charade had run its course.
You may as well stand, Vistara, she said. We both know I'm not going to kill a talented apprentice over a few inviolable rules.
Vistara rose.
Thank you, m'lady.
But if you ever do that again, it will be the last time,
Lady Rhea warned.
I will not be told that I make mistakes. Is that clear?
I apologize,
Vistara said, biting her cheek to keep from smiling in relief.
It will never happen again.
Good.
Lady Rhea turned back toward ship, which continued to sit waiting.
Am I correct in assuming that you had nothing to do with ship's change of heart?
Absolutely,
Vistara said.
Ship has toyed with me, but he remains completely under Abeloth's control.
Which means we remain trapped on this death planet.
Lady Rhea grew thoughtful.
Unless...
She paused, then turned to Vistara.
You already have this figured out, don't you?
Vistara grinned, not even caring that the scar at the corner of her mouth would make her smile appear lopsided.
I believe so, she said. If ship can take all of us in one trip, the Skywalkers must be very near, and they had to come in something. One ship takes us to them.
Absolutely.
Lady Rhea paused as Abeloth and Chol emerged from behind ship, then turned away and spoke in a force whisper, so low that Vistara was not sure she heard it even inside her own mind.
We kill the Skywalkers and...
We steal their vessel.
Vistara finished with a wry smile.
How hard can it be?